And we're back. Welcome to the Auto Authorities Podcast. My name is Jay Grossman. I am the founder and CEO of iAutoAgent. We are real estate agents for people's cars. I'd like to welcome you today. We have had a lot of people requesting where can they sell their used car for the most money. And today we are going to be not only letting you know that, but we're going to be reviewing actual websites that we took an actual car and got actual values for that vehicle. And we're going to reveal what our findings are today. And I'm really, really excited to bring it to you. So if you guys are ready to do this, let's start the show.
Have you ever felt like you were taken for a ride when buying, selling, or repairing your car? Well, not anymore. I'm Jay.
And I'm Dave.
And this is the podcast that tells you what to watch out for, whether you're buying, selling,
or repairing your car.
With 47 years of automotive experience, we are the Automotive Authorities. This podcast is sponsored by iAutoAgent. We're real estate agents for cars.
And Quality Auto STL. Trusted services with no surprises.
Boom! Booyah! Welcome back to the Auto Authorities Podcast. My name is Jay Grossman. Again, I am the founder and CEO of iAutoAgent. We are real estate agents for people's cars. We will help you sell your car. You never have to lift a finger. You will have an easy, amazing experience. We market, we list, we show your car, and handle the money transaction at no cost to you. We'll even handle the entire buying process in our vehicle finder program. We help people nationwide. We handle everything from A to Z. We do all the heavy lifting. And guess what? You stay in control the entire time and you don't have to move forward until you approve the deal. And before we get going, I'd like to thank our sponsors, podcastify.me. They make this beautiful show every single week. And really, really appreciate them. If you want a show like this and you want your own podcast, contact podcastify.me. They'll make it happen for you. And if you're just joining us, we go live on our Facebook group page. It's called the Auto Authorities Podcast. You just simply click the join group page. You can not only watch the podcast live, but we have an amazing community of people where you can ask questions, anything automotive related that you always wanted to know. And then finally, we are on YouTube, the Auto Authorities YouTube page. All of these are pre-recorded. You can watch my pretty face every single week. But if you just want to listen to us, you know, driving to work, we have 19 other different channels that you can listen to the podcast, such as Amazon and iTunes and Pandora. And as you listen to this, leave comments below. I want to hear what your experience is, especially since we're talking about today, how can I sell my vehicle for the most amount of money? So let's get going and let's talk a little bit about one of my biggest frustrations are when you see these pretty commercials on TV, it makes things look so easy and they look so legit. And then all of a sudden, we really find out the truth behind these companies after we have spent some time with them. So I'm going to share with you, we're going to go through some different companies. And I've picked the top companies that we all hear about all the time as far as where should you go sell your car. And we're going to start with Carvana. We're going to go to CarMax, Vroom. And we're going to go also to Car Gurus, KBB Marketplace, so where you can sell your vehicle, their trade-in marketplace. And of course, iAutoAgent. And we're going to have a case study that may be very surprising to you as we get going here. So let's talk a little bit about Carvana, because that's kind of the topic that a lot of people are hearing about. And I'm going to tell you, not in a positive way. Carvana was founded in 2012 by Ernie Garcia II, and he gave the CEO title to his son, Ernie Garcia III. Why did he do that? Well, Ernie Garcia II started DriveTime, which is a very, very horrible company, and they take advantage of people. And again, these are my opinions, and I'll share the facts, but that is an opinion of mine. So he also, Ernie Garcia II is a convicted ex-convict. So he was in prison, and he was in prison for fraud. So that's who's behind this company. And that's probably why you're finally starting to hear after, 2012 is when they were incepted. So 10 years later, you get to hear about all the stuff that they're doing. So here are some facts. Carvana is banned in multiple states. They are banned in Arizona. They're banned in Illinois. They're banned in Pennsylvania. And the latest is Michigan. And they're also banned in North Carolina. And they have multiple lawsuits against them. One of the lawsuits that they have against them is the fact that they do not provide titles to people when you buy a car from them. It's a big problem. There are people literally getting arrested because they can't license their vehicle and they're driving around illegally. But the other lawsuit that's pending against them is the fact that they're calling Carvana the largest Ponzi scheme. They got all these investors involved. And what they're doing is, in a sense, they're manipulating the investors to give them the money. And then if you look at Carvana now, they're at 19.27 cents a share as of today. They were up into the over $200 a share. It is definitely the makings of a Ponzi scheme. Again, that's my opinion. So the second company we're going to be researching is CarMax. We've all heard of CarMax. We'll buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. So this is how CarMax works. And frankly, I'm going to lump every dealer, all these online dealers together. They claim that they have no overhead, but their overhead is tremendous. And overhead are the cost to do business. So when you have a huge amount of overhead, you have to charge large profits, as Carvana does and CarMax. These are not the least expensive places to go, I promise you. Now, let's talk about CarMax. It's not owned by an ex-con. They've been around for a while, but they're still going to offer you wholesale value for your vehicle. And I have all this as proof today. When we get into our story, you're going to love to hear what the findings were. They still have large margins. And I also want to talk a little bit about, I'm going to back up for 1 second. I did look up the Better Business Bureaus for each of these companies to help you make an informed decision to see if you want to do business with companies like this. So Carvana has a 1.94 out of 5 rating, 2,653 reviews, a 1.94 out of 5. And none of these other companies are much better. CarMax has a 1.13 out of 5. And even Carvana, they are not rated on the Better Business Bureau. That's worse than an F. CarMax has 1,516 complaints in the last 3 years. That's a lot. They still have a good Better Business Bureau rating. How that happens, I have no idea. But if you look at the reviews, they are not pretty. So let's go to the next company. And this is another online company just like Carvana. It's called Vroom. And what they do is you want to sell your car, they'll come pick it up for you. And some of the claims that people are making online are these people aren't getting their money when they submit it. They're selling their car and they're not getting their money. And sometimes it's a lot less than what they expected. So when you're dealing with these foreign companies out there, you just don't know what you're going to get. And then you get to call up and you get to talk to a call center. Oh, isn't that fun? And you get to go through all the maze and you never talk to the same person. It's very, very frustrating. So Vroom was founded in 2013, and I'm going to share some facts with you. There's a CBS article. I'm going to read it here. More than 4,700 formal complaints have been filed by Vroom customers with the Better Business Bureau, and the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles has issued the Houston-based company more than 80 violations since 2019, leading to 59 cease and desist orders. There's another CBS article. The Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles recently issued Vroom a $47,000 fine for 47 counts of not transferring a vehicle title in accordance with Florida law. And one of my best, one of the things that I also read about Vroom is they are selling cars. So this is a true story, and you may have heard this already in one of my previous broadcasts, but they sold somebody a flood damaged vehicle. Vroom actually refunded their money. But the moral of the story is Vroom then posted that vehicle back on their website after they took it back. Like, that is absolutely ridiculous. And Vroom has an F Better Business Bureau rating with 1,271 reviews at a 1.11 out of 5 with over 6,097 complaints against them. These are these pretty commercials we see on TV, everybody. Just listen to me. Now let's go to Car Gurus. So Car Gurus is just an online marketplace where you can buy cars. But now what they want to do is they want to say that they want to buy your car. And let me tell you how they're doing it. They're going to companies like Carvana and Vroom and dealerships. And what they're doing is they're taking a cut on every single deal that they can get you to fill out a form. They're capturing your information. You're going to get lots of probably spam. And they're going to give you pennies on the dollar. And again, I have facts, and I'm going to share this with you here in a little bit. So Car Gurus is basically saying, oh, you can just sell your car to us. But in reality, you're not selling it to them. You're selling it to another dealership, and all they're doing is a lead generation source for dealerships and for Carvana and Vroom and probably CarMax. So let's talk about the old faithful KBB, right? Everybody loves the Kelley Blue Book. Well, let's talk about what Kelley Blue Book is. Kelley Blue Book is owned by Cox Automotive. Cox Automotive owns Manheim Auctions. Cox Automotive owns lots of other things, but let's talk about Manheim Auctions because we all know the word auction, and the word auction equals wholesale. So everybody's like, oh, I can sell my car to KBB. Yes, you can. And what they do is they make dealerships pay multiple thousands of dollars to subscribe to their program to allow dealers, because it's not KB that's buying your vehicle. In fact, KBB is not a real company. It is Cox Automotive. And all it is a lead generation tool. So if you remember the old days of LendingTree and the mortgages where they say they shop your rate, well, KBB is basically saying that as well. And the reality is a dealership is ultimately going to get that vehicle. And they have given a guarantee to that dealership that if you cannot retain the money from the dealership, that that Manheim Auction is going to buy that vehicle for the dollar amount. So these dealers are spending multiple thousands of dollars. Well, what does that mean for you? That means that you're paying the overhead of these online companies. I'm also going to leave you with the last company, and that is iAutoAgent. iAutoAgent is local here in St. Louis, but they are real estate agents for people's cars. The I stands for integrity. They have a 4.9 Google review rating. They have a 4.9 Better Business Bureau rating, and they do things the right way. And when I share with you the case studies of the vehicles that we used, you might be surprised what I tell you. In fact, I think you will be surprised. And everybody loves story time. But what iAutoAgent does is they come pick up the vehicle at no cost to you. They're able to build in the compensation into the price. Since there is no building, there is no lot, we can work on a quarter to half the margin of these online dealers or a dealership to retain you, the seller, more money, but allows the buyer to buy it for under market value too, because we're not marking up the prices sky high. We also do an independent mechanical inspection on our vehicles that is done by somebody who is not affiliated with iAutoAgent. allows you to have a great experience. And if it's something that's not a great fit for us, when we use our vehicle finder program and we help you buy vehicles nationwide, we'll even negotiate that as a trade-in for you at no extra cost. So those are the companies. And before we get back into this, I would love to hear if you could just leave below comments below. What is the way that you like to sell your vehicle? Tell us some horror stories. We always like stories. And let me know that this information is valuable to you, because I bring this to you because these pretty commercials that we see on TV, they don't tell everything. So go on YouTube, go on iTunes, leave us a review. Let us know how we're doing. We want to bring this to you. We really, really appreciate it. And join the Facebook group page. It is called the Auto Authorities Podcast. Be part of our community. We're really, really kicking some butt. And I just found out recently that we have listeners, not just here all over the country, but they are in other parts of the country. And if you're in the automotive business and you would like to be featured as a guest on iAutoAgent, there is a on our theautoauthorities.com on our webpage. It's called theautoauthorities.com. It's actually scrolling across the screen right now if you're watching. You can actually apply to be a guest. I can't tell you that you're going to be accepted, but if you have something that you're unique that you're doing, or you're a car enthusiast that you think that you could add value to our clients, let us know. So you ready to talk about the final results? So what we did is we took a vehicle. It was a 2020 Hyundai Palisade. It is one of the most sought after vehicles. In fact, if you wanted to go buy a Hyundai Palisade today, you couldn't even buy a brand new one and have it right in front of you that day. You would have to wait 4 to 8 months. And some of the dealers are charging as much as $5,000 above MSRP. So this Hyundai Palisade is actually getting ready to be listed on iAutoAgent.com. It is a 23,000 mile car. So the final selling price is going to be $45,997. That is what we're going to list it for. So I'm going to show you how these online dealers are taking advantage of you, because I have real numbers right now. So the first place we went to was Carvana, was $40,674. So if you figure we're selling at $45,997, the dealers always sell more than iAutoAgent. We always sell for short, lower profit margins. So the typical going rate for this would be between $47,000 and $48,000. So if you decided that was your vehicle and you wanted to sell it to Carvana, they're going to make somewhere in the neighborhood of $7,000 plus on your vehicle. But it even gets better from here. Then we went to CarMax. CarMax is offering $39,000 for that same vehicle. We use the exact same equipment. We use the exact same condition. $39,000. So let's go to Vroom. Vroom is at $40,043. So CarMax, that says they're going to give you all this money, they're going to go out there and sell it for $47,000 to $48,000. They're going to make $8,000 to $9,000 on your car. Vroom's going to sell it for $40,000 for $43,000. They're going to make $7,000 to $8,000 on your car. Let's talk about Car Gurus. So Car Gurus, remember, they are not a dealership. And you're going to see real quick on how Carvana makes their money. So guess what Carvana is offering? Carvana is offering $36,630. Why is that? Now, if you remember what I told you, how Carvana makes money, they take a cut on every single deal that's coming through. So if you're wanting to sell your vehicle to Car Gurus, and it's a $47,000 to $48,000 vehicle, you're going to leave $10,000, almost $11,000 on the table. Is that unbelievable? And let's talk about iAutoAgent. And obviously, this is my company. right? I'm the CEO and founder, but I just want to show you why this business model works out so well. So what our guarantee to our clients was $43,000. And transparently, we're selling it at $45,997. So we're working on less than half the margin of these online companies. So when you're thinking about selling your car, you don't have to necessarily go to iAutoAgent because you have another choice, right? You could sell it privately. You could go on Facebook Marketplace. You can open up your schedule because people are going to want to see your vehicle at all times of the day. They're not going to just say, oh, well, I'm going to be there when you're off work. And I'm going to show up, actually. And I'm going to have the financing means to buy your vehicle. And I'm going to give you exactly what you're asking for it. And I'm not going to take your vehicle to a mechanic and make you sit there for 1 to 2 hours. That's what it's like to sell your car on your own. I do want to mention, and I'm not going to mention by names, but there is a couple, there are a couple companies. And if you do want to know the names, I will tell you. But there's one company here in St. Louis that has this little snazzy little name. And they say that they can get you full retail value of your vehicle. And I will tell you right now, there is no way that will ever happen. And so what I did is I did a little secret search and I found out that they do not give you retail value for your vehicle. And they have people fooled because what they are is they are a car dealership and they absolutely rip on car dealerships. I will tell you this, we have a lot of car dealerships that we work with that are great, great dealerships. They're easy to work with, super, super great with customer service, especially when we're doing our vehicle finder program. They work incredible with our clients and our clients come back so super happy. But then there's this other set of dealers that suck. And this is one of them. And the fact is they're pretending to be a different company than a dealership. And if you go to the dealership, the website, you can actually see the person from this snazzy little place. His picture is on the website and he's the finance manager over at the dealership. So it's crazy. And then there's this other company that they're doing exactly the same thing as some of these other online dealerships. They're basically giving a value for the vehicle and then they're either taking it to the auction and making money on it, creating their own auctions or selling them to car dealerships. All these companies are lead generation type of things. And really what it comes down to overhead. And it comes down to also working with a company with integrity. It comes down to being a smart consumer, you being the smart consumer, and you going on Google reviews, going on Better Business Bureau. And I do not look at the reviews on the company's websites because they don't mean anything. And frankly, some of these Google reviews, and I'm not going to name the name of the company, but some of these Google reviews are very, very obvious that those are not real reviews. And so they're just trying to make a quick buck. And you don't want to work with companies like that. You want to work with dealers that have great ratings, that look for any type of patterns or red flags that would maybe signify that maybe this isn't the right dealership to work with. Maybe this isn't the best place for me to do business. Because the public's going to tell you who's good and who's not. But that's really what I have for you today. And again, please make comments below if you're on YouTube, on Facebook, please. Like, and if you have any questions, just ask them because I will answer personally any questions for you. And if you are a car enthusiast, you have a company, and you want to tell us a little bit about what you do, and it would be of value to our listeners, let's do it. And thank you again to podcastify.me for making this happen. It's been an incredible journey with them. We have been doing this for well over a year and a half now, every single week coming to you. And if you have any ideas that you want to talk about or topics for the next episode, just let me know. Again, my name is Jay Grossman. I am the founder and CEO of iAutoAgent and your host of the Auto Authorities Podcast. I will see you next week. Peace.